This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With me in studio is a great guest, Jamie Metzl. You've heard him before on our show. He's got a brand new book. It's officially out tomorrow. Yep. It's called Super Convergence, how the genetics, biotech, and AI revolutions will transform our lives, work, and world. Wow. I mean, the fact that you would think to yourself, I could put something underneath that title, just shows your intellect and your experience.
Well, you're sweet to say, Brian. I mean, we are living through this hugely transformative moment, not just in our lives, but in all of human habitation on Earth. And the two big stories of this moment are human engineered intelligence and human re-engineered life. After 3.8 billion years of evolution, our one species suddenly is able to create these kinds of new futures. And the biggest question for all of us and for our futures is, can we do so wisely? That's what this book is about in a really accessible way. I want people reading this book on the beach is to say, hey, what's going on? What are the implications? How do I fit into this story? And what are the really practical things that I can do today for myself and for the world to make sure it's as positive as an experience as possible?
Because a lot of people aren't comfortable with the fact that this is happening and we're not all over it. I'm not comfortable with the fact that I am not ahead or with AI. You know, it's what do you do with those iPhones? You know, if you're 80 and you see kids on iPhones, well, it doesn't matter. I'm not comfortable with letting everything pass me by. So this book will catch me up.
That's the goal. It's trying to not just to catch you up, but to say it's not enough to be caught up. It's that if we're going to have the best possible future, you and all your listeners and everybody has to have a role in building that future that we'd like to inhabit ethically and just even practically. Like if you have a business, you have to kind of understand what's changing so that you can make sure that your business is evolving with the times. Just as you and I were talking just before we went live about students in school, and you need to understand it's not just AI. It's the title of the book, Super Convergence. It's these multiple technologies where every technology is embedded in every other technology. We don't think about it this way, Brian, but the agricultural revolution is what allowed us to have writing and cities and civilizations. And then the writings, like every time you use computer code, it's ancient Phoenician letters are the foundation of those computer codes. Like that's what the computer code looks like. And then computer code makes the computer revolution possible, makes the machine learning revolution, AI. And then using the tools of AI, we're able to understand designs that have evolved in nature over billions of years. Something simple like, how does a plant distribute nutrients through a leaf? Well, it's interesting to know that, but once you know that, you can make better computer chips based on those kinds of designs, and that speeds up the AI, and that speeds up our ability to manipulate the world around us. So it's a really big, it's a really exciting story. If we get it right, we can feed people, we can save the environment, we can do all these, you can cure cancers. And if we get it wrong, a lot of horrible things can happen.
So first off, let everybody at home understand your background that led you to believe you could write a book like this.
You know, that you'd have to bring my mother on the show. But
where'd you go to college?
Educationally, I went to Brown undergrad. I have a PhD from Oxford and a law degree from Harvard Law School. And connected to this, 27 years ago, I was serving on the National Security Council for President Clinton. And my then boss and currently close friend, Richard Clark, who maybe you know, he was the guy who essentially predicted 9/11. He'd worked under Democratic administrations, under Republican administrations, and he was unable, unfortunately, to do anything about it. But what he said was the key to efficacy in Washington, where I then lived, and life, is to try to solve problems that most people can't see. And so almost three decades ago, I felt very strongly that these emerging tools of AI, genetics, and biotechnology were going to change the world around us. So I became obsessed, and I taught myself the science. Like right now, I lecture to top scientists around the world. And when I was at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, I said, I'm about to speak to you about the future of biology. But if you hear something that sounds wrong, raise your hand, because I'm self-taught. And the last biology course I took was in high school. But as someone who had to teach myself the science, I don't have the luxury of jargon. Like at every step, I have to understand what's happening to get to the next level. And so what I've tried to do is create a book where if you don't have any background, if you just say, well, I get this feeling, like you just said, in my gut, something really big is changing. And it's scary, not just because it's changing, but I don't understand it the way I've understood things in the past. This is a book for you. And because because of this super convergence, quote unquote, of technologies, the rate of change, of technological change, is advancing. And we have very practical brains for good reason. That's a great survival skill historically. But that means when change is accelerating, if you look in the rearview mirror to understand the speed of change, you're in many cases going to be too conservative.
Very interesting. So first off, how do they all work together? You say convergence. Yeah. You know, biotech, I find the most rewarding type of investing, because what's better than that?
Yeah.
I love the free market. I love that you have to have the notion and research in order to spot that small laboratory working in Italy that might have some promise when it comes to solving a major disease or something, or hair loss or something like that. So then you put that, you take a bet and you get the money and you get the invest and you pull that forward and you hope it gets to market and you hope the FDA gives it the green light. So how does all this work together?
So biotechnology is part of these super converging technologies. Because if you just had the smartest humans in the world without machines, and you said, all right, here's human biology, figure out what's happening inside of a human, we just couldn't do it. The reason why we have biotechnology is that we have all of these new capabilities. Like, you've heard of genome sequencing, and now we're sequencing all sorts of things. So we've turned biology, which used to be a field of magic, into a computational field where we have all of this data. And we're looking for patterns. Like my father right now, it's a miracle story. I don't write about it as much in the book. But my dad has the Steve Jobs type of cancer. And when he had this diagnosis almost 2 years ago, he shouldn't be alive now. But I was writing the healthcare chapter of this book about the future of cancer care, about how the tools of AI and genome sequencing and all of these things were going to transform healthcare and cancer care. And so I said, we need to sequence everything. And we found a mutation in his cancer that we could target with a drug. My dad is now thriving. He's actually here in New York for the book launch tomorrow. And his oncologist has already published a case report in the Journal of GI Cancer saying that my dad, who was the only person with this kind of cancer and this kind of mutation ever treated in this way, that this is a model for treating people with this same kind of cancer. None of that would have been possible without AI, genetics, biotechnology, and all of these capabilities coming together.
So, for example, would you put it in ChatGPT and say, these are the cancers, this is what we have, this is what he's been doing, and then that gives you an answer? Or is it something sophisticated?
It's more sophisticated than that, but now that we have this case study, now that there is a report and it's online, now somebody who goes to ChatGPT,
when it goes into
that
brain.
That field of common knowledge. So it's not just ChatGPT. So ChatGPT and the large learning models are really important, but that's just one piece of this. When I lecture about this, the way I say is, if I ask you, Brian, to describe how electricity has influenced your life today, you can't even answer.
Where do you even start?
It's everywhere. It's in this table, this microphone, in our clothes, in our haircuts. It's everywhere. And that's right now, when we think of AI, we think AI is ChatGPT. But it's going to be that in everything, there is AI. And whether that means that our people who write computer codes, or who over the last year, coders, the elite coders, have gotten about 50% faster because they're working alongside these AI co-pilots, we can call them. But we're getting to a point where you won't even need to know computer code to do coding. Like, you could say, hey, machine, whatever it is, write me a computer program to make the lights switch on and off every 15 minutes, and then you'll just get it. So now we don't have a few million computer coders. We have billions. And then how does that speed things up? And when we are doing computer codes, coding, we're learning from the machines, but the machines are learning from us. And so we're going to get to this point where machines are better and better at writing their code. And that could be the greatest moment in human history where we solve all of these problems, or it could be the Terminator moment in human history. And that's why I've written this book, because determining which path we're on is based on decisions that we make now. And it's not going to be by people who understand everything. It's going to be about people who understand something. And I really wanted to give people an on-ramp into this, say, hey,
competency, and in
a friendly way. I mean, I want people to feel like, hey, this is I'm going on a friendly journey with someone who's not trying to scare me, but who respects me as a reader, wants to bring me into the conversation. And then I want to feel empowered that I have a role, and whether that's role is discussing these topics, people in your church groups, in your family, elected officials, this really needs to be part of our public dialogue.
So that's why the author, Jamie Metzl, is in our studio. Tomorrow his book comes out. It's called Super Convergence: How the Genetics, Biotech, and AI Revolutions Will Transform Our Lives, Work, and World. More with Jamie in just a moment. You're listening to Brian Kilmeade Show. Also, Jamie was one of the first to come out and say, there's something wrong about what we've been told by the CDC and everybody else about what's going on with this pandemic. That's the first time Jamie started bursting on the scene publicly, at least on our channel and on this show. So we know that that is front and center now. Don't move.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, welcome back. Jamie Betzel is here. His book, Super Convergence, comes out tomorrow. You got to download it or order it now. How the Genetics, Biotech, and AI Revolutions Will Transform Our Lives, Work, and World. So there's a lot of people, Jamie, that just as I started before, they look at the AI and all this stuff and said, here we go again. I just got used to the iPhone. I just got used to setting my phone as my alarm. And now I got to get used to a whole different generation. But you can't sit this out.
You cannot sit this out. And it's scary for all of us, no matter who we are. You know, we learn something and then we get settled. But the nature of our societies now is change. And so, again, the reason why I've written the book is if you say, oh, I have to learn AI, and now I'm going to learn coding, and I'm going to have some kind of horribly boring series of lectures, it's a bridge too far for most of us, maybe myself included. But if you say, hey, I'm gonna have a friend, like talking through this, like sitting at the beach, sitting by with
a
friend.
You do a book on tape too?
I do. Okay. I didn't do the full recording, but I wanted people to hear my voice. And so I recorded a welcome message to everyone. And this is book number 6, I put into my contract that I got the final okay for who would be the narrator. So I reviewed about 20 different people. I chose a really great narrator.
Great. So let's talk about some of these things. First off, when we first met with COVID-19, how is this going to stop the next pandemic? Well, what did you learn from the last series of things we were told to do that were totally wrong?
Well, so maybe I'll start with the first question. So the reason why I felt like I had a pretty clear vision on COVID-19 origins in the beginning is that before that, with my work and my last book on the future of human genetic engineering, I was deeply involved with what happened with those Chinese CRISPR babies, which was an absolute outrage. And so I knew...
I don't know what that is.
So in 2018, there were these genetically engineered babies that were born in China. They were the pre-implanted embryos were genetically altered by a very unethical Chinese scientist named He Zhongkui. And so I had written about that. I was a member of the World Health Organization Expert Advisory Committee on Human Genome Editing created after that. And so when the COVID story started, and it was in Wuhan, which I knew was the center of biotechnology research in China, where these horseshoe bats are more than 1,000 miles away, it made me really suspicious. And I knew, and from my life and from my work, that we are entering an age of the technical word is synthetic biology. But what I said earlier, it's essentially human re-engineered life. We now have the tools to manipulate life. And sometimes, like in healthcare, where we're saving people's lives through gene therapies, that's incredible. But there are also real dangers that using these exact same tools, we can do terrible things. And I believe
that's a terrible thing.
That COVID-19 is one of those terrible things. And that's why we need to say, hey, we are at this new stage where humans have these new superpowers. And if we want to make sure they're used wisely, that we can't say, oh, our elected officials, they're going to do it, or some experts are going to do it. It's up to all of us to make sure that we are playing a role in building that kind of future. And that doesn't mean that everybody is writing legislation, but it does mean that we're all educating ourselves. We're engaging with our communities, with our elected officials and others.
Well, the problem is I'll never trust Russia and China to hold themselves to the standard we're going to hold. Yeah. So there's a danger there. Right?
There's an absolute danger. So we had this is a sneak peek, but I'm a member of the Heritage Foundation Commission on China and COVID-19. We're going to be coming out with our final report next month, and it's all about how do we hold China accountable for COVID-19. Because if China can spark the worst pandemic in a century, 27 million excess deaths, according to The Economist, and just get away with
it.
And then just get away with it. If we have the exact same scenario at some point in the future, they're going to do the exact same thing. So accountability is not about some kind of malicious retribution. It's transparency and accountability are the tools that we use to make sure we can be as safe as possible in the future.
You also said that this could help feed the world.
Absolutely.
Agriculture.
Yeah.
In what way? Is it just looking at putting everything you know about agriculture in and trying to maximize what we're doing?
Well, it's certainly about trying to maximize what we're doing. So 100 years ago, we had 2 billion humans on Earth. Today, we have a little more than 8 billion humans on Earth. The reason we were able to jump from 2 to 8, quadrupling over a mere century, is because of agriculture, because of industrial agriculture, the new seed varieties, the synthetic fertilizers that I'm sure you have lots of farmers and lots of farmers who are probably listening to this right now while you're in your compound.
And don't worry.
And these farmers, you know, people, unsophisticated New Yorkers think, oh, these farmers, they're a bunch of yokels, whatever. The farmers, both the plant farmers and the animal farmers are some of the most sophisticated people. You need to know a ton.
Right.
And so they know a lot about these seed varieties. And so just like we've tripled agricultural productivity over the last 70 or so years with the United States taking the lead, we need to continue to create seeds that are more productive. We need to have agricultural practices that can get more yield out of these same amounts of land or even less land. And these tools of biotechnology can do it. Animal agriculture, about half of the arable land on Earth is for agriculture. Three quarters of that supports animal agriculture. That's to feed and graze. And so it's huge. And these industrial animal farms are feeding us and they're giving us the animal products, but they have side effects, whether it's climate or environment or overuse of antibiotics or all sorts of things. And so we can innovate using – there's a thing – I know some people are scared of it – cell-cultured animal products where you have the healthiest animals that you can. You take a few cells and you grow them in bioreactors. And the key to this is to make the farmers winners. This isn't science versus farmers. It's science with farmers.
That will be a great – so don't fear it. Welcome it. And that, you know, when you're on the farm, a lot of times not every day you have a moment to read and pick up Jamie's book, Super Convergence: How the Gen X, Biotech, and AI Revolutions Will Transform Our Lives, Work, and World. See you tomorrow on Fox and Friends.
Awesome. Can't wait, Brian. Thanks.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.